Hello.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. Did you still require assistance?
Yes, I do. This is from what is it? What is it? Something Boost?
I have
That
to
I bought
locate an
something from?
account to see. May I please have your zip code?
91766.
I do thank you for that.
Okay, hold on, let me get the paper.
And can I have the
Because I
first and
bought
last name?
Raul Fuentes.
I do thank you for that.
Yeah, because they put $67.32 on hold. I don't know what that's for.
You verify the West 3rd Street address for me?
What's that?
Can you verify the West 3rd Street address for me?
Yes, 1360 West 3rd Street, apartment 117, Pomona, California 91766.
I do thank you for that. Okay, and I'm just waiting for the system to load.
Okay.
Okay, and I did locate an account. It looks as though a survey was taken, and the item that was chosen was the tactical bag. I do show where you pay the $5.74 shipping and handling for that. What happened is that if you don't call to cancel out the account, then the same card provided will be the same card charged at the end of the trial fee without any further authorization. So that's why you see that charge on the account because this account was not canceled.
Okay, can you do it now? It's till the 8th.
Yes, sir. We can cancel out the account and you will not be billed anything further.
The 67, yeah.
You
Okay.
already charged that $67 charge.
What $67 are they?
The $67.32, you were already billed that.
No, it's till the 8th. It's on hold until the 8th, it says.
Yes, sir, you were charged because you didn't call to cancel out the account. You had 3 days. So your bank may have it on hold until the 8th, but it was billed to you and the charge is valid.
Well, I like the money back though, 'cause I didn't know about that.
I understand that, sir, but unfortunately we wouldn't be able to process a full refund. We can process
What?
a 35% refund and that
No.
again.
No, I want the whole $67. That's not right.
I understand that, sir, but this is what was agreed to when you initially
Didn't
ordered.
say nothing when I ordered.
It was provided in the terms and conditions. I do apologize.
This is the second time they do that, and I don't understand that it wasn't this place, but it was another one. They returned the money.
I understand that, but all companies are different.
Well, I don't know what I have to do to get it back.
We can process a 35% refund and you'll still have access to that $125 e-gift card. We can do that for you.
What do you mean a $135 gift card?
I said $199 gift card because that's the stipulations of it. That's why you were billed. Because you received a $199 e-gift card for the price of
No, I didn't.
$67. It was sent to you via email, sir. We're an online company, so everything is done online.
I didn't get no email. I'd just rather just have my $67 back or just cancel everything.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
No, you don't understand because those $67 is part of my rent.
No, I understand what you're asking of us, but this is what was agreed to. So it's not that I'm saying that I understand what the funds was for. I'm just telling you that this is what the terms and conditions are. Now, the most that we can process on this account is a 50% refund, and you'll still have access to that $199 e-gift card. So you can go to our online gadget store, and you can make purchases.
50% of what?
Of the $67? Yes, sir.
I'll still be losing. I don't need no e-card. What do I have to do to get my money back? That's all.
You don't have to do anything because the most that we would process is a 50% refund.
I don't know why you guys do that to them. You know, nobody reads every single little letter on when you're buying something. Can I have another number where I could talk to somebody that?
Well, this is the stipulations of it, sir. So whoever you speak with, they will also go over the terms and conditions with you.
Yeah, they when I got the number, I had to get it from my bank.
Yes, sir.
Because they didn't have no number on the, what do you call it, where I got the thing from. And they said until the 8th, the way you call it, that I had until the 8th to get that back.
Yes, sir.
I'm a handicapped person. I can't get no money anywhere else.
Okay, when you spoke with your bank,
they gave me your number.
Okay, did you file a dispute with them?
No, but I will. Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, filing a dispute doesn't mean you're going to get your funds back. When you file a dispute, they do have to conduct an investigation. And the reason why you were billed is because the account wasn't canceled within the allotted time.
How are people going to know about that? People don't know.
Because it's within the terms and conditions.
So that means when you buy something on the internet, you read every single letter on it.
Regardless if I read everything or not, if I agree to it, then I would have to take responsibility of what I agreed to.
I agreed to the $5. That was it.
Yes, sir. And within the terms and conditions, it says if you don't call to cancel, you would be billed and enrolled into a monthly subscription. Now, I'm asking my supervisor to see if we can process a one-time courtesy full refund, but it's ultimately up to her discretion if we can do that. So I'm just waiting on her response.
Okay.
Okay, so she did okay me to process a refund for the $67.32, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
If I didn't need it so much, I wouldn't care, but I do.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.